Hello everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the Religious Cults Podcast. Once again, I am Michael, and also my host, I just a few minutes ago thought of something that you can use that email for. Just send in to the email address for religioustaters.com. Another thing you can send in is your prayer request. Please don't give anything specific. Or not even names. Possibly a hopefully you can hear me over this song that was playing, the little theme music from albinoblacksheep.com. They do have some really funny stuff, but just be careful because they have some words that aren't really that cool, but a lot of stuff's really funny, just like the internet itself. There's bad stuff, but there's a lot of good stuff too. Hopefully, yeah, a little bit more about me. I said last week I am into digital music. I own an iPod, and my parents would say I'm obsessed, but I'm really getting better at it and just spending less time on that. I attend a Christian school. I live in Ohio. I'm currently a senior this year. I may not sound like I'm a senior, but I am. I have a blog that you can check out at Socratic Hobo, but there's an extra I. I might try and, I don't know, we'll work it out. If you can't tell, this isn't edited at all because I am a complete noob to Audacity, which is what I'm using because it's free. All this stuff is free because I do not have a job. So if anyone knows a lot about Audacity and wants to help me, that would be completely awesome. Wow, I'm already approaching 3 minutes and I haven't even really started the show. Cool. A little bit more about me. I really love movies, particularly sci-fi movies like The Matrix, Star Wars, iRobot, comic book movies, particularly Daredevil, just because it's really awesome. I don't know why people don't like it. That's what I was talking about at lunch with one of my friends, who hopefully will be listening to this. I also like fantasy movies, Lord of the Rings. I really like Return of the King. The other two are good, but I really like Return of the King. And I'm repeating myself. Cool. Yeah. Yesterday I went to a really awesome Christian concert with it's the Until My Heart Caves In tour. It was headlined by Audio Adrenaline. Pillar was also there, Kids in the Way, Super Chick, Sanctus Real, and I know I'm forgetting someone else. Hopefully it will come to me by the end. I know this. I should know this. Hopefully I remember. The concert was just really awesome, and it was at Nazarene Church, and somehow I got involved in a mosh pit for like a minute, which was fun, and I'm glad that no one got hurt. But after that minute, a security guard came and told us we had to stop. But yeah, it was really cool, and it was during a Fireproof by Pillar, which is an awesome song. I had seen him once before at a youth convention I had gone to in Nashville and Audio Adrenaline too, and just I really think that they both have improved and have a lot more energy and better songs. So yeah, enough about them. Let's see here. Audio Adrenaline, Pillar, Sanctus Real, Kids in the Way, Superchick. Okay, I guess I did get them all. Maybe I counted wrong. Yeah. So I still don't know what I'm gonna talk about. Please send stuff in. I know I just announced it because I was waiting until it showed up on iTunes, because there's no reason to do a second episode if no one can see your first one. I guess today's topic will be joy. The word joy has really showed up a lot in my life these past few days. I don't know what it is, but once I had found out about just how I didn't take for granted certain people that were in my life, how I took for granted people who were in my life, and just even though what was happening was horrible, just God really gave me this joy and I could just sense it. And that's what I take creative writing class, and that's we had free write yesterday. Yeah, it's been such a long week, but I chose to write about joy, and that's what we had. A prayer this morning, which started at 7, and I had stayed up for the concert last night until about 12:30, but I went anyway, and I prayed for him, and that was really what I prayed about, joy, because just our class, particularly me, I know we definitely could use more joy. We have a lot, but a little bit more never hurts. Please send stuff in. I cannot stress that enough. I didn't realize how bad I would be with all this spontaneity. I'll have to, I guess, next show, write down some stuff that I'm going to talk about beforehand, because this just doesn't work. I'm going to pause it right now for a minute or two and see if this works, if I can think of anything. Unpaused. I want to say that I know that my voice might not be kind of what you're used to, but I just really have a heart for this, and hopefully, just as I'll probably get better with Audacity, I'll probably get better and just develop something that will sound a lot better. And that's also thinking of that, reminding me of something. Just lately, even though I'm a very horrible singer, I've had a heart for worship. Not as recently as joy, but probably since church camp, which was in like late June, early July. I think it was in July. But just since then, I've realized the power of it and just what it can do to change your life, and just express how you feel when you can't think of the words on your own. And I think that's really cool. So lately, I've been just singing more, even though, believe me, I'm really bad. And just, it's an awesome feeling, and that's what I've been talking about with my youth pastor, just trying to integrate an actual worship into our youth group that's like aimed at youth more than the boring stuff that we tend to have. Well, hopefully no one from the worship team at church is listening, but it's really good, guys, if you are listening. But just, we like stuff that's, you have to please everyone, so we like stuff that's louder, obviously. And yeah, the teens out there know what I mean. Let's see here. more stuff about me. I think I might have mentioned earlier that, I mentioned how hopefully you guys can listen to my voice. That's kind of what I want to talk about. It's just, I'm kind of that kid at school who might be a little bit quieter than everyone else, but I've just been trying to talk to people more in my class, and I think I'm succeeding, and other people are really reaching out to me, and yeah, it's been really, really awesome. And I'm just, lately I've been having more of a sense of humor just from church camp. After that I've been dancing more, and I'm not good at that either, but just during Spanish class once, we were kind of having a free time, and I had to dance off against this kid, and got a whole lot of stares, and yeah, this is the way of life. I can really do a good William Hung dance if anyone's looking for that. Waffle, yeah. Oh yes. I was talking about something before dancing, and now I completely forget. Hopefully I won't waste up a bunch of this space on your iPod or computer or other MP3 player that you may have. And because also I only have 250 megabytes on my the website that I'm hosting this, which is free, which if you want your own podcast, you should probably use it, because it makes putting it up on iTunes, it couldn't be easier, and that's really cool. And I have submitted this podcast to Podcast Alley and Yahoo, but it's not up there yet. They're probably checking the content of this to make sure that it isn't explicit in nature, which I promise you it never, never will be. And that's just not how I roll. I probably in the last, at least 6 months probably, I have not said a cuss word, which I think is just, and really cussing just does not help your life at all, and it's horrible, and it's not a good witness, which is what I could talk about that. Yes. Wow, 12 minutes of me talking. Wait, the theme verse for our school year this year is, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth," which I'm surprised that they chose it, because 10th and 11th grade, I was kind of, you know, struggling with that, like, what do I do? How can I be a witness for Christ? And I just think it's really cool that they've chosen it, and I really hope that we learn a lot through the chapels this year, and because just even people that I meet randomly, I just don't know what I'm doing for God, and I just pray every day that I won't. Because especially when I'm wearing a Christian shirt, and then I might say something annoying to my brother, or something that doesn't make God look good, I just stare down at my shirt and look totally, totally embarrassed. I don't know if any one of you have had a feeling like that, but it's really not that good of a feeling, and so, and just maybe if you've said something after you've told someone that you're a Christian or something like that. 14 minutes. But I guess I've struggled with that, but I've kind of figured it out a little, and just more I'm into the long-term thing, you know, like actually get to know a person more and develop, show them God's love. You don't have to tell them about Jesus, and then eventually they'll ask you. That's really what I'm trying to do right now, and not just hold out a Bible and scream. That could work, but probably not. If you want to show that Jesus will stay with you, with them forever, you have to stay with them for a real long time to show them what God's love is about. I guess that's a pretty cool topic to end on, God's love and how to be a witness for him. As you can tell, I'm kind of spontaneous, I guess. That's how I am on my blogs too, which I guess I'll spell it out here at the end. It's I have a, it's on Blogger, it's spelled socratichobo.blogspot.com. It's, I meant to, for it to say Socratic Hobo, of course, because the idea of a homeless guy who questions everything, I think, is kind of funny, and just, it randomly came to me, so randomly, that I spelled it wrong. Go me, and people think I'm good at English and spelling, but really I'm not. And I'm not. I'm even worse at typing, believe me. If you please, please email me at religioustaters@gmail.com. If you hate the opening intro or anything, you hate what's happening here, just tell me please, and I'll try and fix it. And hopefully you guys can tell me what you want me to talk about. Thank you, and God bless.